This time to be present to yourself. Imagine that you and your heart have all the space you need right now. Tune into your body, relaxing your shoulders, your jaw, and your face. Imagine yourself in a cozy cottage, nestled in a lush, safe forest. Picture yourself in a chair near a fireplace under a soft, warm blanket. Another chair faces you with a folded blanket on the arm. A bright orange fire blazes, crackling and warm. Take a moment to feel the warmth of the fire and the safety of the cottage. On the other side of the room, a door opens. You see a child and recognize that it's you. Your inner child walks toward you. They stand near you or sit in the chair across from you. Allow yourself to take a deep breath and slowly exhale. Take in their eyes, their face, their hair, their heart. See that your inner child is precious and lovable just as they are. This child wants to be nurtured, to be accepted, to be seen, to be loved. You can be the loving parent who protects them, takes care of them, and makes sure they get to play and have fun. Notice how their posture shows you how they've been alone and lacking support for a long time. As you look at them, sadness washes over their face. They look down and their expression seems to say, "I'm not important. There's something wrong with me." Tears roll down their cheeks. Gently give the child space to feel their sadness. Your silence and loving attention tell them that it's okay to cry. They've been carrying this grief for a long time. You can honor their tears and their loss. Their crying calms, and you reach out your hand. The child hesitates, then places their warm, soft hand in yours. You ask the child if you can share something. The child hesitates, and then they nod. You say, "I'm so sorry you believe those things about yourself. They were never true." The child stares at the floor and inches closer to you. You continue. That was your way to stay safe. You needed to believe you were the problem to survive, because no one was there for you. You were never the problem. You are precious and always have been. Your inner child glances up and looks wary, but hopeful. They move toward you and gently climb into your lap. Stay as present as you can for this precious child. When they've had a chance to feel their feelings, tell them, I am so sorry it was like that for you back then, and I'm so glad you're visiting with me today. I'm your loving parent now, and I'm going to take good care of you. Is there a name you'd like me to call you? Your inner child nestles closer, and you pull the blanket around them. You sit together in silence, and the fire crackles. Your inner child's breathing deepens. Allow whatever warm feelings you have to flow from you to this precious part of yourself and back, staying as present as you can. If you wish, share some more loving words you know they'd like to hear, unless silence is supportive. We don't live there anymore. Things are different now. I will take care of you now. You are a precious treasure to me. I will not leave you. Thank you for being so strong. There were so many hard things. You never gave up. I love you just the way you are. You ask this precious child, what do you need? What can I do for you? If they answer, let them know you heard them. Let them know you will do your best to regularly check in with them, to hear their feelings and care for their needs. Let them know you're here now to calm their fears or upsets. When you're ready to close this guided practice, let your inner child know, I'm so glad you found your way home. Everywhere I go, I carry you with me. You never have to be alone again. I love you, and I will do my best to keep you safe and take good care of you. Take a few deep breaths and let the experience of the guided practice settle in, feeling the connection, however small or fleeting, between you and your inner child. Gently open your eyes or lift your gaze and reconnect with your surroundings.